It's Friday, the 26th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. President Nangolo Mbumba has concluded his participation in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, where he co-chaired the Summit of the Future alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. During the summit, UN member states unanimously adopted the Pact of the Future, which addresses global challenges and seeks to reform multilateral institutions. Meanwhile, addressing the UN General Assembly themed Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations, President Mbumba spoke about Namibia's commitment to gender equality as the world approaches the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration.
Namibia remains among the top 9 countries globally that have close to 80% of gender gap. In the past 12 months, we have achieved perfect parity in the National Assembly, where 50% of representatives are women.
The president is expected to return home on Saturday. Staying at the UN, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has accused the entire world of being responsible for what is happening to the Palestinian people in Gaza and the West Bank. Abbas addressed the UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday. Jody Jacobs has more.
For the first time, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was seated on the floor of the General Assembly among other UN member states. This after the Assembly overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full member and recommended the UN Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. Abbas opened his speech here in New York on Thursday by saying that the Palestinians will not leave Gaza. "We will not leave. We will not leave," he said repeatedly. The Palestinian president says Palestine is their homeland. It is the land of their fathers, their grandfathers, and it will remain theirs. Abbas accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of lying when he told the US Congress in July that practically no children had been killed in Gaza, and called on the US to stop sending weapons to Israel.
The South African Weather Service has warned of a cold front that's expected to hit the southern part of the Western Cape tomorrow. Spokesperson Celeste Fourie says snow is expected from Sunday morning over the high-lying regions of the Western Cape, drifting towards the Eastern Cape by Monday.
As the public knows that previously we had a very significant snowfall event that occurred, we'd just like to emphasize that this system is not expected to be as intense as the previous one. We're not expecting any disruptive snowfall, only some light brushes of snowfall along the peaks of the high-lying regions.
And the United States Department of Labor has included cobalt from the Democratic Republic of Congo among the list of goods produced by children.
Thousands of children in the Democratic Republic of Congo are engaged in mining cobalt in the southeast of the country. Cobalt is used for making batteries for electric vehicles and is considered critical to the green energy transition. Parents in the DRC have been sending their children to mining sites to search for the mineral due to poverty. But rights groups say that is a violation of children's rights and puts their health and safety at risk. The U.S. government has included cobalt from the DRC in the list of goods produced by children. The inclusion means that the cobalt will be subjected to closer scrutiny by U.S. authorities before it's allowed into the country. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.